You could either fund him for the rest of your life, hoping he achieves a fraction of what he promised to do or wants to do, and a life goal is like your reach goal, your stretch goal, or you can fulfill your goal instantly.
Matt, what are you insinuating?
I'm just saying people benefit.
You know, we have to try, you know, there was an episode we did that we didn't publish, but in that episode I said this, the two things we need to look at is the money trail and who benefits. So let me ask you again, Matt, in this episode that we're going to post, what's the money trail look like in your estimation and who benefits?
The people who want to take control of the minds of the youth, they benefit the most because their organization is larger than ever before. They are motivated. They are mobilized. They are going to take full control of TikTok and the algorithm. They sent 250 legislators, 5 from each state.
To Israel?
To kiss the wall. You have Trump and Pam Bondi talking about going after hate speech.
Which is the exact thing that Charlie was said that doesn't exist. By the way, I actually saw that clip.
No one wants to talk about like what actually Charlie cared about or talked about or cared about. What people want to care about is theorizing in order to get more clicks, more views, in order to make sure. And they're testing. They're testing how well their system works after the chaos.
You're saying everybody's cashing in.
Everyone's cashing in.
You're saying everybody has such a blackened soul. They're all cashing in on this effigy of Charlie Kirk. Is that what you're saying?
It's supposed to be this Christian movement, but yet who's talking about Christ versus who's talking about Charlie Kirk?